Now, ladies and gentlemen, Cantor Helpgott with his fabulous rendition of Chagadya. Come on, let's hear it!
My one shaitl, my one shaitl, that my husband bought for an arm and a leg.
Oh, I remember that.
One shaitl.
Oh, yes.
One shaitl. And then came the shaitlmacher, who put it in a little shop that my husband bought with his life savings.
Oh, yoy.
One shaitl. One shaitl. And then came the European manufacturer.
Oy vey.
Who sold it to the shaitlmacher.
For a profit.
That my husband mortgaged a house to buy.
You think?
One shaitl. One shaitl. And then came the Hindus, who auctioned it to the European manufacturer.
Don't remind me.
Who sold it to the shaitlmacher.
Not a profit.
That my husband paid half a year's salary for the one.
I'm still paying it.
One shaitl. And then came the galochim. Oy, the galochim.
Don't make so much from it.
Who cut off the hair.
Oh.
That the Hindus auctioned off. That the European manufacturers put to the highest bid for.
Twice
high. Who sold it to the shaitlmacher. That my husband went into deep credit card debt to the purchase of one shaitl. And then came the pilgrims.
What now?
Who paid off the galochim.
Oh, did they pay off?
Who shaved off all the hair which the Hindus auctioned off.
Shave the altar
set. That the European manufacturers got for a steal.
Yeah.
Who sold it to the shaitlmacher.
How much?
That my husband created a tzedakah fund for one shaitl. One shaitl. And then came all the rabbis.
All of them. All the whole union and the whole verband. All of them came from everywhere. They came out of the woodwork.
Who paskin the hair was Osir.
Osir, chumra of the week.
That the pilgrims paid off the galochim for.
And how? They're still paying.
That they shaved thousands of heads for.
You should have seen it.
That the Hindus auctioned off.
Twice
that
high.
The European manufacturers got their hands on for bobkins.
And they're still paying.
Who then sold the batch to the shaitlmacher. That my husband sold his rich uncle's house from under him.
Gedenks for a lovely house I used to
buy. One shaitl. And then came the synthetics distributor. No, really.
Another one, another middleman.
Who immediately agreed with the rabbis.
Yeah,
who clearly stated that the Indian hair was usher.
Completely.
Who shunned the pilgrims. Who paid off those sneaky galochim. Who tirelessly shaved off all those thousands of heads. That the Hindus
shave.
Auctioned off.
Five times
that the
high.
European manufacturers paid below cost for.
Below cost.
That sold to every shaitlmacher.
He could find in Barapa
that my penniless husband, who now plays the guitar in a train station downtown, who used his last few shekels to purchase one shaitl. One shaitl.
Tell me about it.
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
And then came the Holy One, blessed be He, who said, I am Hashem. Thou shalt have no other before me. Which is synthetic owners celebrated for weeks about.
Hey, Ishtanem!
Which rabbis took very seriously. And Paskin that now it was a derice at least.
Cherem and Gansen.
That the pilgrims offered to the Galochim.
Oh. who still didn't stop shaving the thousands of heads
shaver
that the Hindus put up on eBay, that the European manufacturers couldn't believe the deal he got.
I could still can't believe it.
Who sold it to the Scheitelmacher.
That my husband got his kneecaps broken because he couldn't pay off the interest on the loan he got from the Goomba Vineyard. 80.5%.
Like a hole in the head. I need
for von Scheitel. Von Scheitel.
Oh, what a hair-raising experience.